Thank you, Madam Chair. My delegation thanks the panelists for their insightful presentation on this very important topic on mobilizing political will for the full implementation of the DDPA. My delegation believes that states, as duty bearers, should transform political will into comprehensive action in order to complement any effort to advocate for anti-racism within the United Nations. This should be backed by the practical implementation of obligations emanating from the DDPA, and such implementation should be done in good faith and should be consummated by tangible efforts at the domestic level. When all this is achieved, it is only then that any effort undertaken within the UN system will benefit millions of people who are susceptible to all kinds of human rights abuses related to racial discrimination. We welcome the work of the Human Rights Council and that of the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights in popularizing the DDPA, and particularly in commemorating anniversaries of important instruments such as the DDPA. We believe that such sessions serve as a platform for us to take stock of our achievements, shortcomings, and the challenges that lie ahead in our common fight against racial discrimination, and particularly to assess our commitments towards the implementation of the DDPA. To a greater extent, these sessions revive the political will of states by reminding them of the commitments they have undertaken under the DDPA. Madam Chair, Lesotho views the United Nations as an important platform of redressing the comparative lack of attention that other rights and freedoms still receive at the international human rights agenda, despite the fact that human rights are interdependent and indivisible. This situation is true for racism and racial discrimination issues. In the same vein, at the national level, states must take cognizance of all rights belonging to citizens without putting labels on another and disregarding others. This means that in our efforts to eradicate racial discrimination, states should ensure that rights contained in the DDPA, ICET, and other core human rights instruments are not infringed. Domestication of the DDPA and putting in place punitive laws will go a long way in ensuring protection of the rights of people as enshrined in the DDPA. To this end, we submit that greater political will is fundamental in the fight to eliminate racial discrimination. In conclusion, Madam Chair, now more than ever, there is need to scale up efforts to combat racial discrimination and to help societies to live in equality, respect, and peace in the richness of our diversity. And we should all bear in mind that inherent dignity, non-discrimination, equality, freedom from racial discrimination have to apply to everyone, everywhere, and at all times, because we belong to one family, that of humankind. I thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you so much.